sadhu sangha, then we do like bhajan kriya, and then anartha nivritti. So that means once we have a guru, like we find a guru, do we still need sadhu sangha from different sadhu, or we should be content, or we should only be very strict with our own guru, and it can be offensive if we try to hear from others? Because I always feel that. And what if our my guru dev is Nitya Leela Pravesh, then what do I do?
That's right.
Gurudev has
gone to Goloka. Then what? You have a guru, when you get a guru, you get Diksha. Diksha Adi Sikshanam. Then you'll get Siksha from the Diksha Guru. And then the Diksha Guru will advise you what Siksha Gurus you should listen to. So then your everything is authorized, everything is coordinated. So everything revolves around the Diksha Guru. Diksha Guru is sanctioned, Diksha Guru is ashirvad, blessings, and Diksha Guru is direction. So if he tells you, here, this is the Guru, that Guru, this Guru, then he goes to Goloka, then you just follow his teaching and listen to those different gurus. My guru went to Goloka. Before he left, he said, this is to this guru, this is that guru. And so he followed. A shishya is never without direct guidance from a guru. Guru will always be there. Because the Siksha Guru, you'll understand the mind and the teachings of the Diksha Guru are coming through someone else. You'll recognize. This is, the body is different, the person is different, but the message is the same. The bhava is the same. The Siksha and the bhava are the same. Then you can accept. That's all Krishna's mercy.